Bongo Bus, a famous commuter vehicle ferrying passengers between South Sudan and Uganda, arrived from Numuli, a South Sudanese town along the border with Uganda. Rebecca Chol is among the passengers who just returned from Numazi refugee settlement in Uganda's Adjumani district. She says life is difficult in most of the camps for refugees in Uganda.
There's no food ration. Recently, some of us were put on a list of people that will not receive food rations. As vulnerable as you can see us, we have been denied food. So we have decided to return home. We have been suffering from hunger.
Achol says she fled the 2016 fighting between the South Sudan People's Defense Forces and former rebels of the SPLA-IO. She says she plans to visit Minkaman village and search for more food aid. Moses Nyang Aluel is the chairman for the Refugee Welfare Council at Adjumani Refugee Settlement in Uganda. He says several families have fled the camps after the World Food Program reduced food portions.
They proposed to give to Group 1 7.6 kilograms per person per month. That is for those who are on food. Then those who are on cash will be receiving 28,000 per person per month.
Last year, the UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, and other aid groups appealed for $1.2 billion to respond to humanitarian needs of South Sudanese refugees living in East Africa. Nyang says the reduction in food supplies has rendered most refugees vulnerable.
There are cases of high rate of malnutrition and anemia, and accessing services from health centers that are in the refugee setting becomes inadequate, and as a result, it has affected also the community of refugees. There's also an issue of access to education. Generally, there's a challenge of livelihood. You know, refugees are settled in settlements and they don't have access to land.
He says last month alone, three refugees died after committing suicide. VOA could not independently confirm Nyang's account. Yom Panchol returned home from camp in Adjumani to do casual work in South Sudan's capital. She says she is in Juba to hustle for her family.
I came here in February. Life is hard, as you can see. I decided to come back here to find a way to feed them. The cash that is given to us is not enough to buy food. Now, I buy and sell milk here.
John Dabi, deputy head of the South Sudan Commission for Refugee Affairs, says millions of South Sudanese who sought refuge in the neighboring countries are returning home.
Basically, because we have peace now in South Sudan, and they are returning voluntarily. So you call it actually spontaneous return because it's not organized return.
Dabi says preparations for the repatriation of South Sudanese refugees is going on and it might take time before most of the refugees are transported back to their country. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.